But all of a sudden, we approve it, and we go on in our hectic, busy lives, and all of a sudden, are there 13 there? So there's been a history of trust, and we can see where the plan decided to let it come to the council, but it wasn't getting the support of the plan.
Now, again, this was not a reflection on the applicant. It was a reflection on the past history of the area.
That is correct.
Okay, so a number of months ago, I attended the meeting when it first was in plan, and we went through this, and now it's back. And I just want to make sure, I think one of the sticking points last time was, you know, committing to 6 spots only. That was it. 6 spots on the far end behind the soccer field, which you're going to keep the soccer field. That's also part of the agreement, which is the green space and the exercise for a number of people that are using it and blah, 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 which is awesome. And now we're back. And it's like that bad dream. But to get this done, if we're missing something, that plan, because I understand that email, that plan commission wasn't provided. Did you really hit on that? I know you were motoring through this, but that's where I think the sticking point's going to be with my colleagues. I support this project. It's nowhere near the other project that was referenced with the gas station, which almost looks like a mini truck terminal. That's not it. This is operating right now, zero complaints, zero issues, zero problems that I've been made aware of. I like it if it's only the 6 and you keep this up. And now if they've got to do any special provisions where you've got to fix something, if there's some gravel area that's going to be addressed, then you want to go on record and say you're going to fix it. But this is kind of where this is going to live or die right here tonight.
What about the mitigation? What about that?
Well, if there is no mitigation, according to the Environmental Commission, and because the Plan Commission voted to deny, it doesn't come up. So if you move to approve, you've got, and you want mitigation, you've got to add that in.
Yeah.
Oliver Wilhelm.
Well, first of all, I wasn't able to determine by this if this was navigable or not, so I don't know what the setback is required.
It is navigable.
It's navigable?
It is navigable.
Okay, so since there's only this little chart down here at 50 feet, I can't tell where the 75-foot setback on a navigable waterway is.
Mr. Starr can address that. I think it's actually color-coded, so let him address that.
It's color-coded. The
very last one.
Right?
The one that I originally saw. Where is the 75-foot
it's
setback?
It's got a dashed line.
Here, is that the right one now in front?
Yeah.
What exhibit are you on?
Exhibit 5 shows a setback, and they are hard to show because there's a buffer, there's a setback, and then there for the wetland,
so
and then
there's
a setback for the waterway as
is
well.
Is the blue dashed line the 75-foot setback line?
No, it's really close to the property line.
So this way this over line? Here is the 75, way up here?
Nope, the 75-foot is this straight line right here.
Brian, which one is it?
No, that's the red dash.
No, Mr. Shire did the map. Why don't
Allison,
we let him tell us?
Best to speak to Allison.
Allison.
So
Allison
the 75-foot.
We need to get a microphone.
Come up here.
Allison, my colleague, did the investigation and prepared the map.
And real quick, since I talk loud, to your point, Mr. Alderman Dandry, about the property up north, we were told by Orrin that did not go forward because that gentleman refused to do an NRPP. I've never done a public record search, but that's what we were told, and I have no reason to doubt that information, just so you're aware.
Allison, could you grab that
microphone
and then give us
your name? My name's Allison. I work at Grave, and I was out on the site. So the most restrictive feature is the shore setback, and that's furthest to the east.
I just need a line. I mean, I read maps and 75-foot setbacks all the time. All I need to know is which one it is.
Yeah. So it's
tell us what color is it.
It's
So the red is property line.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, and that's the one I said. So why don't you put it up there and point to the
counselors
can see.
It is up here.
Right.
So we're in Exhibit 5 with the blue dashed lines.
Yeah. So this is...
Your head's blocking.
That doesn't really work.
You're too tall, Elsa.
This is the shore setback, and then this is the wetland setback, and then this is the wetland buffer, and then the green, which is kind of hard to see, is the wetland, and the blue is the stream.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What we have is you're identifying a wetland inside a shore buffer.
Right.
Which you're supposed to... identify the most restrictive, and that's the 75-foot shore buffer. So all those other lines on there don't matter. It's the restrictive is a 75-foot. And that tells me that this entire section is in the 75-foot
right.
setback mm-hmm. of a navigable waterway.
Correct.
A navigable waterway that I think Mr. Roslowski will agree was moved. It was a man-made ditch that was moved. And I would also point out for you, Alderman Wilhelm, that the property across the ditch, because it really looks like a ditch if you go out there, is paved 16 feet up to it, and they received a special exception and a waiver from the NRPP as well.
Well, let me tell you about the home in my district that has a 75-foot drainage ditch that now the homes are flooding and the water's coming in their basement window. So,
but there's no homes.
Well, there isn't, but there are homes downstream from this, and every time you encroach upon a setback, you... impact them. But now that I've been able to determine that, what I'm having a problem is we have standards, findings, and decisions of questions that we're supposed to answer and agree with one way or the other. It can't be both. It can't be, there are reasonable alternatives such as utilizing soccer field or other areas for parking outside of the delineated buffer and wetland setback. So either that's true or they're not alternatives. Which one is it? Then we also go to the location of proposed parking spaces may be located elsewhere and are not directly impacted by the applicant's use of the property. That's either true or it's not true. The next one is the proposed conditional use and encroachment within the gravel area within the required wetland buffer and wetland setback and shore buffer is not in harmony with the general intent or purpose of the ordinance. That's either true or it's not true. So every one of these questions have a it's true or not true statement to them. So if I look at the denial and based on the questions about the intent of the ordinance and there are other things, I find those questions to be more true than when I go to the acceptance one. Now, are we going to use the standards and findings to make our decision? Or what are we going to use to make our decision? Because, Mr. Deedle, which one is more true? Because that's the one I'd like to support.
My recommendation is the denial. Or if you're going to recommend approval, it's with mitigation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Ms. Johnson.
I want to grab the microphone. Ken.
Oh, I apologize. I saw there's a new system on the.
It's coming.
I saw the update.
It's the Ice Age, but it's coming.
I just want to point out, and I appreciate Alderman Wilhelm's concern. I represent a property owner in the city of Franklin that Mr. Roslowski is all too familiar with that has been underwater for a long time. So I get your concern, but I think it's important to note the NRPP that was done for the predecessor entitled, which is attached in your packet, is a letter from Cedarburg Science dated November 20th, 2007. Clearly states in the second last paragraph that this is an intermittent drainage way, and it goes on in the last big paragraph to say, with the exception of the property lines, the entire property is either developed or surfaced with gravel. As the Environmental Commission noted in its findings, and I've never been part of your Environmental Commission, but when I read through the findings and I talked to Mr. Schneider, I understood that they were very thoughtful. They asked a lot of really good questions, and there's a lot of give and take between the commission members and Mr. Schneider, who's the expert in terms of engineering here. And I found it curious that they said, over all these years where there's been gravel there and there's been stuff parked there, because I think we all know that the predecessor did some things without permits, and my client has now corrected, that they've never had a problem. There's never been a problem. There's never been anything negative happen to the stream or the ditch, whatever you want to call it, and that the Environmental Commission, who I understand to be very thoughtful, never found a problem. And they believe that disrupting the situation would be far worse than allowing this to continue as it has been for decades. And I think the Planning Commission and the Common Council all concurred that leaving the soccer field there, which the staff, by the way, recommended be removed, and that we pave it and put trucks and trailers, actually in this case trailers, on it. You all voted against that. You all said, no, we want the soccer field, the green lawn, to stay because it's a stormwater benefit to everybody. So I think it's important to look back at the Environmental Commission, who really took the time to look at this. Not that the Planning Commission did not, because I'm sure they did. But as I said, I think because of the timing of meetings, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday, if my recollection serves me, there just wasn't an opportunity for the Planning Commission to get the full story. And I also will tell you, I think that we started with Mr. Fuchs, who thought this would be a quick program, and it's been a little challenging. And I think that's part of the challenge that we've all had, is that we've had a lot of different staff working on the project. I believe that the Environmental Commission is accurate, and I think their recommendation should be accepted. And I think Mr. Nelson's point is that this is in keeping with the neighborhood. This is in keeping with the other properties. And again, your Environmental Commission has found that over the decades that it has looked like this, there's never, ever been a problem. And why would we expect one now? And as I find it really telling that they've never recommended approval without mitigation in the history of the commission that Mr. Dietl's aware of. So, and my client's new to the neighborhood. It's not like he's somebody that's been here.
Again, characterizing. Plan Commission, I'll add a characterization. Plan Commission was looking forward about restoring a past issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Environmental Commission was looking at it, in my view, as no harm, no foul, let's move on. Fair? So that's really, and the Plan Commission said, let's let the council decide. So here we are. So you've got a choice. Deny or accept the recommendation. So you get truck parking or not truck parking in the back, or you get truck parking and some form of mitigation. That's the three options.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, it's trailers, not trucks.
Trailers, yeah.
I apologize.
No, I just want everybody to understand. It's trailers.
It's very noteworthy. Because Noel agrees.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, there was a gentleman on the Plan Commission who was an architect who used to drive semis in college. I thought he said for Allied Movers, but I could be wrong on that. And he explained it to everybody, and it made perfect sense. I personally would not have the skill set for that, but...
No, I'm just saying, while you're parking there, you're still allowing vehicles that drip oil and gas and antifreeze and stuff in the buffer. While you're just leaving some kind of trailer there, you still have to get them there somehow.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to make the motion to approve with the mitigation for the 6 trailer spots. And is that the verbiage we're looking at for the mitigation?
That goes to somebody a lot smarter than me, Joel.
Mr. Dietl?
With the microphone, Joel. Oh.
My apologies.
I need to apologize.
So the second version in your packet of the standards and findings says approval draft on the top.
Page?
I do not know what the pages are.
Oh, 101. 101, approval draft, 611?
101, yeah.
Yep. So on page 4 of that document, the bottom of it has the decision, and that's where the conditions of approval are. So they're numbered. So the first condition would be the resources that remain will be inside a conservation easement. That's standard operating procedure. The Environmental Commission did not have that as one of their conditions, but that is a standard condition. 2 is the applicant obtain all other necessary approvals from all other applicable governmental agencies. That's a standard condition the Environmental Commission did have. 3 is development within the areas for which a special exception is granted shall proceed pursuant to these plans. That's a standard condition.
Bless you.
4, trees along the east side of the property remain standing. That is from the Environmental Commission. And 5 on the top of page 5 would be the mitigation. So staff's suggestion to the Planning Commission is what I moved into this version as a recommendation, is that the applicant shall remove the gravel area within the delineated wetland setback, wetland buffer, and short buffer that's not being utilized for the subject truck and trailer parking.
Could I ask 2 points of clarification? First of all, the conservation easement has already been
signed. What if I said no?
I'm a lawyer, Mr. Olson. What do you think?
It's just like Kristen over there. What if I said no? I never get to that point.
The conservation easement is signed by my client and the mortgagee, and it's already been on file for multiple months. Could you just show us on here? I mean, maybe it needs to be updated, but
correct.
My client went ahead and he was trying to be preemptive. Can you just show us on the colored map, Mr. Dietl, what area you're referring to so I know?
For the mitigation. My understanding would be the route that you need to get to these up to here.
Okay,
that's
so
the part that would not need mitigation. And then...
So the light yellow going towards the ditch would be mitigated.
So you'd... I should clarify that. So you would be allowed to have this encroachment into the natural resources. That would be removed from the natural resources. The conservation easement would be revised accordingly to be smaller. And that's the area you're providing mitigation for. And you'd probably do that mitigation in adjacent areas here. And down here would be the removal of the gravel and the planting of the lawn.
As long as you know what
he's talking about. Let me do this, the layman's version. Okay, you see the six spots, right?
Yeah.
On the north side, on the north there,
there's gravel.
At the back of the spots, go up to the top, right here? Down, Kathy. Down. Right there.
Okay.
That would be the northerly boundary, okay? Right? Sure.
Of the area to be removed from the natural resources.
Correct. And then the easterly boundary is the eastern side of those six spaces extending to the south.
Correct.
Do I have
anything
that correct?
Else? That would all be mitigated. That would all be clear.
That has to be mitigated, and then you got to go down because you need access to it. So just do it to the proper. There's a setback there for trees. Because those are all trees down to the south.
Yeah, that was one of the other conditions, the trees.
So Joel will set the south line, but that's the north and east line, in my opinion.
So then everything to the north of that and to the east of that, where there's gravel, would be removed.
I think Alderman Taylor wants colors. So I think to my point I said earlier, it would be the light yellow and the light green would be restored to grass, if I'm correct, Mr. Deal?
And these northern...
Oh, I'm sorry. And the pink and orange to the...
Above
it,
yeah.
If I may just write on this...
That portion of the light yellow and green, that's gravel.
Right.
Right, above the berm. Right, above the six.
Because there's a berm out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's all right. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know.
What kind of setback does then that leave on the navigable buffer, which is required to have a 75-foot setback?
So, I don't know the exact measurement, but it would maybe half.
I think it's 30 or 40 feet.
So we have a 30-foot setback back on a navigable waterway.
What are the planted?
And we can do this because it's not a floodplain. It's a lot more complicated if this would have been a floodplain.
And when was the conservation easement? When was the conservation easement approved?
First recommended as part of the special use approval. Has it already been approved?
No, I don't think it was. My client was trying to be accommodating, so he went to the mortgagor. There was a form that I think Oren gave us. I'm not sure who, by the way, but it has to be modified. But my client went ahead knowing that would have to be done, and he got it signed by the mortgage company and himself. But to Mr. Deal's point, it may have to be modified.
Has there ever been signs of flooding in this area?
No.
I was out there once or twice, but it didn't look like it. There is a couple feet berm in between this drainage ditch and his gravel. So, and that's kind of to the point of, if there were anything that were to come off the trucks, I don't think it would directly flow into that drainage ditch.
And Alderman, to your point, across the ditch from here is the Hiller Ford property. That gives you any insight as to where we are.
No, I know where it is. I know there have been a lot of water problems in that area.
Well, they park their cars 12 to 14 feet off the ditch.
Which
so
I think is the reason why we're trying to correct the problem.
I appreciate it, but I don't think they would park there if there was flooding, I guess is my point.
Yeah. Okay. Alderman Nelson.
Well, I'd like to, with my motion, to cover the 5 points that Mr. Deedle read. And
second.
That's fair and reasonable.
And the mitigation line as discussed in the meeting?
Mitigation line as discussed in the meeting, yes.
And what is the mitigation, Mr. Deedle?
Removal of the gravel in those areas and then planting of grass.
Everybody clear?
Yes.
Has it been a second?
Is there a second?
Yes. A second.
Who uses the soccer field? What's this?
The owner does.
The owner does?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a public benefit either.
Boris, you got a soccer league going, man?
Good job, sir. You know what? I just got to tell you, as Alderman Nelson said, I'm the youngest of the guys playing soccer there, and I'm 45, so that gives you perspective.
Who you're plays inviting there. Me?
And then we play
I'll pay to see you run.
I appreciate all the jokes.
There's a motion to deny.
My point was, we're removing a public benefit, but we're allowing a private benefit of the soccer field. That, to me, I could see if this was a community benefit for the soccer field.
Well, I'm sure he'd love to open it up, but I think the Common Council last time we were here made it very clear that it needed to be used only by the owner. That's how it's historically been.
Illegally anyway.
Yeah, the guy before us put it there.
So we have an illegally placed soccer field. Yep. We have a legal fill in a navigable waterway, and now we're going to make all these accommodations to take the public trust waterway and allow something that shouldn't be there in the first place. Oh, this sounds great. All right, I know I'm voting.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. It's to approve with the condition, the five conditions, page 104. Five and the mediation, as the, I'm sorry, thank you, Jesse. The mitigation as per discussed, and the map that I'm about to hand to the city planner. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Let's move on. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your time and allowing us to speak this evening.
Thank you.
And by the way, Mr. Lim, I just want to say, when you say the truck's leaking oil, that was maybe 20, 30 years ago. I know we are so heavily regulated. Any leaks, that's the leak that can be seen on the ground and put our trucks out of service. So I can assure you that there's not going to be any leaks when the truck's coming there and leaving from there.
Thank you,
Gordon. All right, I was going to tell you, as a town of Lisbon lawyer, town attorney, we have four or five open gravel pits. I join you in your love.
No, sir. Right. Anyway, okay, G11 on page 143, a resolution on conditions or restrictions for special use.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 on 161, a certified survey map for Wyndham Homes on 3031 West Forest Hill.
No, that's
four steps.
Oh, so moved.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13. Mr. Deagle. Well, let me announce. It's installation of a monopole at 5120 West Rand Road. Mr. Deagle.
I just wanted to mention on the last item, G12, that they do have to get a waiver for public water, so that'll be a separate action on their part.
Thank you. Okay. So G13, is there a motion to approve? As much as we don't want to.
Motion to approve.
What page?
215. The cell tower.
Oh, yeah.
At Andy's. In your district.
So.
No, you don't.
I'll second.
You can second.
I don't want you to do this, man. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Opposed? Motion carries, even though it was less than stellar. Response? G14, this is, let's do this one quickly. Award of a contract for Pleasant View Pavilion. Mr. City Engineer. I'll just do it. Resolution to award a contract for construction of Pleasant View Pavilion at 4901 West Evergreen to Ray Stadler Construction, $544,000. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, just want to make sure the Common Council noted in the resolution that there was a modification to the budget with that, which is possible by a resolution in this case, because it's the Capital Improvement Fund, which reduced appropriations for land acquisitions in parks and provided that appropriation to this pavilion construction. And that's in the motion, or in the resolution that you just approved.
44,000.
Okay, 44. Thank you, Paul.
So get her done.
It is done. Thank God.
Yes. We said a year and a half of my life on this one.
Nine
up here.
A year and a half?
Just the last year and a half.
Nine
or so.
Right.
G15 on 269, authorization for professional services for Rinkert Milky for the Rhine Creek Interceptor odor reduction, $45,000. Motion to approve and seconded. Alderman Nelson, Alderman Wilhelm.
Didn't we just spend a half a million dollars for the whirly thing? What happened to that odor reduction issue?
Mr. City Engineer.
You have made authorization for the consultant to design it or to do the facility plan. This is actually to do the design. And then once they proceed that, then we'll actually construct it. So we have an agreement with MMSD for the $500,000, or $450,000 actually, but that's what this is for.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstention. G16 on 273 is authorization for professional services agreement for parkland acquisition to parkland acquisition.
We have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
In the top of the page, it says this firm is also being considered to provide assistance with the planning department. Is that still the case?
Vandewald?
Yes.
Yes.
So, with that, I'll make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17, our guys in the back are here waiting for this one. A tentative agreement for a contract with the IAFF Local 2670.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. Good job, Mark. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate the efforts. Thanks, Chief. G18 is appointment of a temporary plumbing inspector, page 311. Mr. Hubert.
Move to approve. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. This one is going to go to Alderman Dandrea, but he has to thank me for this one and Mark. G19.
Years of crap, or did it go away?